When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, good day, good night, wherever you are in this world. It's Nick Jensen here, holistic health coach for anxiety. So, welcome aboard to the newbies, and welcome, thank you for those that are still sticking around and learning more about anxiety. You never know when anxiety will strike. Anxiety is normal, but we can overdo it. So today is going to be like a pre notification, if you want to call it, to another podcast I'm going to have with a colleague of mine. And I thought I'd get on here and also promote something else that's going to happen soon. It'll be like the four week research into a book called The Untethered Soul from Michael Singer. We explore and talk about chapter 1 to 4, which is all about awakening the consciousness. So I do believe that Michael Singer is a master in helping us to understand how to sit with disturbance, sit with our emotions rather than push them away. It's like that. So we need to work how to sit with them, become resilient, be okay with it, and a master of learning, teaching us how to be more conscious, how to be more into the conscious, see what's happening with us. So there's a lot of psychology in the book, but I'm only going to go with only the four chapters of The Untethered Soul. We're going to unpack that, and there is a bit of a challenge for those that want to join on. The challenge will be to be able to pick up the book, read the first chapter first week, and come together on a joint co-host podcast and learn from it. Yes, I will be posting it right here also. So that'll be the challenge. But today, my friends, today we're going to talk about, the question I asked today was, embracing anxiety. Let's not fear the emotions. See if we can flip it. And the choice is ours. And let's go with that, and let's learn a lot about sitting with a disturbance. So we need to have this mindset of embracing anxiety rather than fighting these emotions. Emotions create the anxiety. We need to be able to learn to sit with these disturbances. So, like these days, a lot of people are practicing, dipping yourself in ice water, taking cold showers, really putting yourself, and even some Hindus actually whip themselves to be able to create that resistance, body resistance, mind resistance. Putting herself out there. I just had a colleague who totally went to Bali to be able to do something called meet your darkness. And he voluntarily put himself in there for 7 days in a chamber, a darkest chamber. There's nothing to see in there. It's pretty deep in the earth, and there's nothing. All you do is there you get fed, and just like a prisoner. And worse than that, but putting yourself in darkness for 7 days, voluntary, and having to pay for it. Now that's something, isn't it? To be able to face your darkness and to be able to take this kind of disturbance. So we can do many, many things to be able to face our own darknesses, and to live and be with this disturbance. And sometimes we need to be able to sit still and do that. So, let's look at emotions. Emotions are a part of our human experience. They shape our perceptions and influence our actions in profound ways. Often we encounter strong emotions like anxiety, fear, sadness. They are instinctive responses to fight against them, to suppress or ignore them. However, there's another approach to that, and they can lead to growth and self-discovery. Let's call it embracing these emotions and learning to sit with the disturbance, which disturbance they bring towards us. So just a question for you is how you, just for a second, go into yourself and check in with yourself. And the question for you is, how are you feeling right now? How do you feel right now? What emotion are you feeling? And is it okay for you to give yourself permission to be with that, emotion? Yeah. And so on. So, and it was good to do that little exercise. So let's look at embracing anxiety. This will require a shift in our mindset. Rather than seeing anxiety as a weakness or something that to be feared, we can view it as a natural response to uncertain or challenging situations. Anxiety can be a signal that something important is at stake, or that we are stepping outside of the comfort zone. Now, by acknowledging, accepting anxiety, we open ourselves up to understand its underlying causes and finding ways to navigate through it. So this is the chance for us to explore and find out what are the underlying causes that create anxiety in our life. And maybe we can just step aside from it, dig deep into it, and be kind and emotion, be kind and compassionate towards it also will help a lot to uncover. So when we choose to embrace our emotions, we allow ourselves to fully experience them without judging them or resisting them. We recognize that emotions are not inherently good or bad. They are simply just part of a human experience. I'll say that. They're simply a part of human experience, simply a part of the human experience. Now, by accepting our emotions, we create this space of self-reflection and growth within us. We explore the depths of our feelings, and this will uncover valuable insights about ourselves and the values that we keep in tight to our hearts. So sitting with a disturbance actually means allowing ourselves to be present with our emotions. What are we feeling now? Even when they are uncomfortable, overwhelming, instead of seeking immediate distractions or numbing the discomfort, we choose to stay with the emotion and observe them with curiosity and compassion. Now, this practice cultivates emotional resilience and empowers us to develop a deeper understanding of ourselves. Now, by sitting with disturbances, we also learn to listen to what our emotions are trying to tell us. Emotions often carry this important message about our needs and wants and desires and boundaries. And the boundaries we need to keep. But when we give ourselves the space to listen, we can identify like patterns and make informed choices that align with our authentic, real authentic selves. This is called self-discovery, my friends, and self-acceptance that allows us to live more intentionally and authentically. So dig in and find the patterns that you have. Go on that journey of self-discovery. So when we embrace and not fight our emotions, that doesn't mean that we become like passive or complacent. You know, it's about finding the balance between knowledge or knowing our emotions and taking really constructive action. When we embrace our emotions, we gain clarity and insight that they can guide us towards making informed decisions and taking steps to create positive change in our lives. So embracing emotions and learn to sit still and being with disturbance is really a mindset that'll help personal growth and create that self-awareness and accept and explore our emotions. We by accepting and exploring emotion, we keep create these opportunities for self-discovery, develop a deeper understanding. And so we can move on a little bit deeper now on this, and let's look at embracing emotions again. This promotes emotional well-being. When we resist or suppress our emotions, they tend to build up and manifest unhealthy ways, right? They can actually become illness, kind of comes out of that, so we don't want that. We need to give ourselves permission once again to experience and to process and in a healthy manner. And this, once we explore this, it gives us this like beautiful inner sense of peace. And yeah. So when we embrace the emotions, and when we create this self-compassion, it's a natural byproduct of embracing emotions. And when we fight against the emotion, we often judge ourselves too harshly, my friends. We all judge ourselves too harshly for experiencing them. However, embracing our emotions will allow us to practice self-compassion. We recognize it's okay to feel a range of emotions. It's okay. We're human. And we give ourselves permission to be human. And we're so imperfect. It's okay. When we once again embrace these emotions, this increases and unfolds self-awareness, and then we avoid or suppress our emotions. We miss out on valuable. When we do this, we also miss out on valuable opportunities to self-reflection and self-discovery. So let's go deeper. Let's allow ourselves to go deeper to understand ourselves, and most important, to understand those triggers. What are those triggers for you? Let's increase our self-awareness. And then allow us to acknowledge that there's things there that we need to be looking at, not avoiding. When we once again embrace emotions, this strengthens our resilience. As I mentioned earlier, sitting with the disturbance and allowing ourselves to experience difficult emotions can be challenging. Like I mentioned earlier, a colleague of mine went and put himself in a dark dungeon just so he can experience those dark moments, that complete darkness for 7 days. Now there's and he is also a student of psychology and wanting to go deeper to find himself and to then without, you know, seeing the disturbance within the disturbance. This kind of builds up character, and that's so we need to be able to, you know, to be able to challenge ourselves. By challenging ourselves, it builds up this emotional, and navigating through this emotion. We become more equipped to handle future challenges and setbacks. We develop a sense of inner strength and adaptability. So that is resilience. Let's move on to embracing emotions can also foster empathy. When we embrace our own emotions, we become more empathetic towards emotions of others. Some of us cannot experience empathetic. We don't have that built-in program in us. So here's a chance to learn to be more empathetic. We are better able to understand and connect with our experiences, which can strengthen our relationships and foster a greater sense of community and with our loved ones. Embracing these emotions promotes personal growth. Emotions, even uncomfortable ones, we serve as a catalyst for personal growth. When we embrace and learn from our emotions, we gain value and insights about ourselves, our values, our desires. This self-reflection can lead to personal transformation and development of a more authentic and fulfilling life. Now, my friends, it's time for our meditation on this particular topic. I would like you to find a comfortable space, your space where your body knows. And if you're a practitioner of meditation or take on the practice, it is easier for you to go and find that comfortable space. Whatever is it for you, whatever it is. Well, are you sitting down or standing, lying down, whatever the space is for you, wherever your body knows how to relax, how to go into that space. So this is an invitation for you folks and friends to just make yourself comfortable, find that comfortable position. And once again, either sitting or lying down, I invite you to gently close your eyes and take a deep breath with me, allowing yourself to settle into this present moment. Just allow yourself to settle in, taking a deep breath. Just settle in and releasing your day. Find your presence and be in your presence and just say to yourself that from this point, this time, there's nowhere to go, nowhere, no one else to be, nowhere else to be, nowhere, just now. Then bring your awareness to your body and notice any sensation of tension that may be present. And take a moment to release, just to release any physical discomfort that you might be feeling. Check in with yourself where you might be feeling this discomfort and allowing your body to just relax. Just relax. Take another gentle breath in and hold a little bit at the top. Exhale. Now I invite you to shift your attention to your breath. Let's put focus to your breath. And feel the gentle rise and the fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. And just let your breath become a soothing anchor, grounding you in this present moment. And embrace the idea that emotions are a natural part of human being. They are messengers, guiding us and providing valuable insights about ourselves and our experiences, our daily experiences. And as you continue to breathe, bring to mind a recent emotion that you may be resisting right now or fighting against it. And allow yourself to fully feel and acknowledge this emotion without judgment and without criticism. Let's go into that space now. And notice and notice where this emotion manifests in your body. Where is it in your body? Is there a tightness in the chest? A fluttering sensation in your stomach? Just simply become the observer. Simply observe these physical sensations without trying to change them or fix them. Just let them be. Just let it be. Just watch them. And I take a moment to reflect on the message that this emotion may be trying to convey, trying to tell you something. What is it? What is it telling you about your needs, your desires, or your boundaries? And allow yourself to receive this message with openness and curiosity. And now imagine a warm, compassionate light surrounding this emotion. And visualize this light gently, embracing and holding the emotion. Just creating this safe space for it to exist. It's okay. And with each gentle breath, imagine this warm light expanding, enveloping your entire being. Feel its soothing presence, offering comfort, acceptance to all of your emotions. It's okay. It's okay. Embrace the idea that it is okay to experience a range of emotions. And give yourself permission to feel joy, sadness, anger, fear, anything and everything in between. Each emotion has its own wisdom to share with you. And as you continue to breathe, allow any emotions that arise to flow through you. Allow them to flow through you. Notice them without attachments or resistance to them. Like waves passing through the ocean of your being. And if you find yourself getting caught up in the particular emotion, just take a gentle breath. Have a breathing time. And just gently remind yourself that it is temporary. Emotions come and go like clouds in the sky. And you have the capacity to weather any storm. To weather any storm. Cultivate self-compassion by offering kind words to yourself. Like, I am allowed to feel what I feel. I am worthy of love and understanding. I am allowed to feel what I feel. I am worthy of love and understanding. And now embrace the idea that by fully experiencing and embracing your emotions, you are honoring your authentic self. You are acknowledging the depths of richness of your human experience. And take a moment to appreciate the interconnectedness of the emotions. Just as your own emotions have the power to impact others, the emotions of others can touch your heart and soul. Let's take another gentle breath here. Now extend your compassion beyond yourself and towards others. Imagine sending love and understanding to those who may be struggling with their emotions or anxiety, just like you may be at this point. Embrace the idea that by embracing and not fighting your emotions, you are cultivating emotional resistance. You are beginning to build this inner strength and ability to navigate the life's challenge with grace and much wisdom. And now allow yourself to rest in a space of acceptance and embrace for a few moments. Now feel the peace and tranquility that comes from allowing your emotions to be as they are. And when you are ready, just gently bring your attention back to your breath. Now taking a few deep breaths with me. And gradually reawaken your body and mind. And as you open your eyes gently, carry with you the mindset of embracing and not fighting your emotions. Remember that you have the power to choose how you respond to your emotions, and that by embracing them, you are nurturing your own well-being. And take a moment to reflect on the insights and sensations that arose during this meditation. Whenever you feel the need to reconnect with the mindset, return to your breath, remind yourself of the power and beauty of embracing your emotions. Well, friends, I hope that this meditation helped you cultivate a deeper sense of acceptance and compassion toward your emotions. May you find peace and wisdom on your journey of self-discovery. And stay tuned very soon to recap on this. This has just been part one of getting in touch with our emotions and feeling into our disturbance and not fearing from it and not resisting it. My friends, wishing you a wonderful day. This has been podcast 145, and happy you've enjoyed it. And if you have friends and you'd like to subscribe and you have to pass this information on to them, you never know who might need it. So this is Nick Chantzoff here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, signing out and wishing you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and hope to catch up at the next episode. And bye from me.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.